I always remember to mean and say, I am God. I always remember to mean and say, I am God. Now, what does it mean to me to say, I am God? What does it mean to me to say that I am the total creator of this universe? I am the creator of every experience that goes on in my world. I am the creator of every activity that happens in my life. I am its creator. What does that mean to say that? Well, that means that no matter what I do or what I say or what I am, I live in the now and I say, I am the divine. I am the creator of all. I am that which is and that which always will be and that which is forevermore. I am that which is. I am God. I am God. I am God. Now, can I say I am God? Can I say every minute of my life that I am God, that I am wonderful, that I am fantastic, that I am glorious, that I am beautiful? Can I say every minute of my life that I am fantastic and glorious and beautiful? Can I say that? I can. Now, do I want to say that? Because if I say that, then that means that nothing in the outer disturbs me. Nothing in the outer controls my life. Nothing in the outer pushes me around and says, this is what it's got to be. It's only my inner. It's only the divine in me that tells me what to do and how to do anything. It's only the divine in me that listens to me and says to me, this is my world. It's only the divine in me. That's all that matters. That is my God. Now, to many, it may seem that when I say I am God, I am being very facetious. I'm being very outrageous, in fact, to say that I am the creator of the world, that I am the total divinity of all, to say that I am beautiful, that I am good, and I am fantastic, to say that, hoo-hoo-hoo, boy, when people go around saying that, we put them in a white coat, put them in an institution where they can't go around offending themselves. Well, are we taught by all the great philosophers and all the great psychologists and all the great theologians and all the great religionists who have ever come down the path that we should be still and listen to the divine within? Within! The divine is within us. The divine is what we are. It's not a matter that we're going to look without for the divine. We're going to look within for the divine because the divine is within us. The divine is all that we are. The divine is our reality. The divine is who we are and what we are. Yes, the divine is that. And that's all that matters. And that's where we turn our attention. That's where we turn our attention, and that's who we are under all circumstances. That's who we are under all circumstances. We are the divine. We are the divine. We are magnificent. We are wonderful. We are super in every way, because that's what the divine is, isn't it? The divine is all that is good and beautiful. The divine is all that is wonderful. The divine is all that is glorious in our life. And the divine is God. Yes. I remember to mean and say, I am God. Now, do you have the courage to say that? Because if you say that, and if you mean that, then that's what you live. That's how you act. You create everything by your thought. You create everything by looking in your mind first, you see it, and then you have it in your outer world. But the outer world is of little consequence. Of great moment is your mind. Of great importance is what your mind thinks and how your mind works on any area. That's the only thing that is of any importance at all. And our mind is within us. Our mind, yes, is the universal mind. It's the mind of God, the mind of divinity. And so when I go within me, I go within the mind within me, and I say, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know this. These are the things that we are taught. Now, are you willing to stand up for that? Are you willing to realize that's all that matters? Are you really willing to realize there's nothing else in the universe that makes any difference at all except to know that you are indeed God? I am indeed God. God is all there is. God is the infinity of all. God is the divinity of all. God is the reality of all. Now, perhaps we don't like to use the word God because we think the word God is something that's difficult for us. Well, we use the word God for one reason. We use the word God because that is who we are. God is who we are, and nothing more, nothing less, but God is who we are. Are you ready to listen to God within you? When your mother or father says to you, now, be still and listen to your inner voice. Your inner voice will tell you what is best for you to do. Your inner voice will tell you what is the highest and best for you to do under all circumstances. The inner voice, that which is within you. It's not me. It's not your father or mother. It's not your parents, it's not your children, it's not your advisors, it's not your mentors, but the divine within you, God in you, God in me, that is what tells us what to do and how to do anything. I always remember to mean and say, I am God. I mean and say I am God because there's nothing else of any importance in my life save to say that I am God. Yes, I am God. Are you ready? Are you able? Are you willing to say I am God under all circumstances? Are you willing and ready to say that there is nothing else in this universe that makes any difference to anybody at all? When you say I am God, when you say I am God, and mean it, then every problem that comes into your world, you turn over to the divine in you. You say, okay, God, what shall we do about this? Okay, God, how do we handle this? Okay, God, I know exactly what to do. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me is the answer. I know that I know that I know that. And because I know that and because I say that and because I am that, that's all that matters to me. That's all that matters to anything in my world. That's all that matters. That's all that ever will matter to anything in my world. That I am God, that I am beautiful, that I am good. I say that today. I am God, I am beautiful, and I am good, and I see it responding in every area of my life. I see it responding in every area of my being. And when I mean and say I am God, then everything turns up roses. Everything turns up beautiful. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am surrounded by friends. I am filled with everything that's good and beautiful. And everything that's good and beautiful is me right now. Yes. I always remember to say, and I always remember to mean, that I am God. That I am God, that nothing else in this universe matters except that I say to myself, I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. Say that a million zillion times because this is the truth about you. This is the reality about you. This is what you want to bring forth into your life and into your world and into all that you are because nothing else makes any difference. To say, I am God, God I am. So today, as you walk down your path of life, and as I walk down my path of life, I am saying, I am God, God I am. I am saying, I am God, God I am. It says I do in the 3-hour meditation. For one solid hour, I say, I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I am God, God I am. I say that for one solid hour, and then I say, why can I say I'm God? Because that's all there is. That's what's in me. That's the divinity in me. And then I listen to God speaking to me, to my divine speaking to me, to what is my highest and best speaking to me and revealing to me what is my highest and best from all that's within me. And that's all that matters. Join with me today in saying, I always remember to mean and say, I am God, and know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.